Happy Lord's Day. Good to see everyone here. It's a blessing. And for the brothers and sisters who would like to know the title of this particular lesson, I've called it Straining Forward. Straining Forward. As my voice is straining as well from all the colds and flus and et cetera that's been going around. Second Timothy 3:16-17, it states, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, for rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. What a blessing that we have that in Scripture for our benefit, so that we can be assured that everything we need to know and how to conduct our lives to His glory is in His book. Again, Scripture needs to be read and reread, not rewritten. Unfortunately, the culture of today would like to change God's Word because it doesn't suit them. God has words about that attitude as well in His good book. Excuse me. And if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you, but you have to read. You have to read His book. It's a given. It's a requirement. It doesn't happen by osmosis. You have to read the book. So let's look to the book of life. Only let us live up to what we have already attained. Meaning to what we've learned so far. What we've blessed to know so far. May we at least do that? Can we do that with what we already know? It is what Christians should do. It is what every Christian needs to do. There used to be a saying not too long ago. I don't know if they still say it, but you got to represent. You got to represent. So who are we representing? Be Christ-like. You are all called Christians, and there's a reason for that. That shows that you belong to Him, and if you belong to Him, we should be proud of that fact. I don't know if this is true with everyone in their past, but typically when you give your fiancé engagement ring, what is she doing right away? Oh, look what I got. Look. And so nowadays, they got so many other avenues to show that, to share the good news of what she got. We still have the good news that we need to share to everyone in the same way. We got to be excited. We got to know that this is a wonderful thing, just like when you get that engagement ring. It is a wonderful thing to know that you've been promised something. And in this case, it's eventually marriage. And they told me a long time ago, Chuck, you know, if you feed her once, she's going to expect it all the time. But we know that if you become one of His children, God's going to take care of you all the time. All the time. Again, in scripture reading, we are blessed in discovering God's guidance, His direction, His wondrous mysteries. There's a lot of mysteries in there. Some people are into mysteries. Well, they're still in there. And our blessings in serving Him are just countless. By God's grace, we are here. In the year of our Lord, 2026. Where did the time go? Where did the year go? Could 12 months have really gone by? It's a fact that when the 12 months have gone by, then the 52 weeks have gone with it as well. What did you do with the 8,765 hours that you were blessed with last year? What did you do with those hours that you were blessed with? I'm reminded in Europe, or maybe even here in the farmers market, vendors would have their wares on little tables, much like this. And this particular vendor had a bunch of timepieces on the table. And a customer came up and said, "Whoa, those look nice." He said, the vendor said, "Excellent timepieces, durable, practical, and accurate." The customer said, Can I look at one?" "Sure." He looked at it. The vendor opened his mouth, eyes wide open, couldn't say anything. He just could not believe what just happened. Customer picked up the other one. Did the same thing. Vendor now would just, "What are you doing?" Customer says, "I wanted to see if time flies." It seems that when we get older, time seems to go faster, doesn't it? I see a little, yeah. When we all pondered what happened last year, no doubt we may all have some of those same thoughts. Where did the time go for all of us? We have been told to close the windows, shut the doors, to keep the energy in, right? Maybe we need better doors and windows to help keep the time in as well. And maybe we need to stop that spring forward thing if we would like to keep more time. As we reflect on the past year, there's no doubt that there have been many milestones in your lives this past year. Events that has happened either at a personal level, family level, even in the congregational level, a lot of things have happened. There may be some events that we would like to forget, and some that we would love to live over again and again and again. But hopefully, no matter what has happened, may we all realize how God has been good to each and every one of us, even through the hardships. If one could take the time and reflect, you may come to the understanding that He was there. For a lot of people, obviously, it means a lot of different things. But sometimes He was there in your brother and sister. He was there when you were praying unto Him. He was there when you were entertaining strangers unaware. You may have been in a hospital, ready to have surgery or just finish surgery, But you know, the hospital is a very busy place. There's a lot of people coming and going. And they all wear the same attire. But one of them may have very well been an angel in disguise. God was there through the good times, through the bad times. Even through your grief. And hopefully your heart wasn't closed to Him. Maybe we may have some thoughts to ourselves, I would love to do that over again. Maybe not say those things. Maybe just one more hug. Maybe saying, I wish I could have spent more time praying with them. I wish I could have made them their favorite dinner. Maybe I wish I wasn't so harsh with my words. A lot of things we can reflect back and wish we could do over again. Maybe. But then the reality sets in. We do not have the opportunity for a so-called do-over. I think it helps us better prepare for tomorrow when we realize we only got this one chance for today. You got the one chance for an extra hug. You got the one chance for an extra word of encouragement. You got that one chance to be nice, to make the difference in somebody's life. While we are all still breathing, we are all given the same amount of moment or moments. There's a moment. There's another one. We're all given the same time. How would you like to know the number of days that you have? King David pondered the same thing and came to a realization. I'll be reading from Psalm 49, verses 4 through 7, where David says, "Show me, O Lord, my life's end and the number. Let me know how fleeting is my life. You have made my days a mere handbreadth. The span of my years is as nothing before you. Each man's life is but a breath. Man is a mere phantom as he goes to and fro. He bustles about, but only in vain. He heaps up wealth, not knowing who will get it. But now, Lord, what do I look for? My hope is in you." May we come to that same realization. Each man's, woman's life is but a breath. 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years is but a breath. It's true, isn't it? Who do you hope for? Who do you hope in? Is it another Super Bowl win? Another perfect score? Who's your hope? Our time is limited. It's not to insult anyone's intelligence. We are aware that it's all finite. But I guess the point I'm trying to really bring home is how precious and valuable what we have is. Wonderful. And it's to be cherished, enjoyed, used to glorify God. Our time is limited. God's time is on a whole other realm of existence. And let's look at 2 Peter 3, verses 8 through 9. 2 Peter 3, 8 through 9. But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years is like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Isn't that good news? God keeps his promise. And we know that from our experience from last year. He answered prayers on our behalf. And you all, some of you, are the recipients of God's blessings, because he was so kind to answer those prayers. God keeps his promise. Unlike the many that can fulfill, that cannot fulfill their New Year's resolution, may your faith last longer than your resolutions. God is wanting everyone to come to repentance. He is patient, and his patience will come to an end. Remember the great flood? Wanting everyone to come to repentance. Is that you? Is that what you need to do? In 2026, the year for your repentance, is this going to be the year for new beginnings for you? Is this the year you truly put your hope in God? Some may have thought 80 years is a long time. We're catching up there. We're getting close. Some people think 80 years is a long time. Can you imagine 1,000 years? Yeah, but some of us can't. 1,000 years. How about being in a place where time doesn't exist? Given the choice, would you rather be in a good place or a bad place for all that time? In no uncertain terms, misunderstand, it's what we do with the time given that makes all the difference in the world, and not only in this world that we walk on, but another world as well. Let's look at Luke 16, 19 through 31. Luke 16, 19 through 31. I'll read from the scriptures for the sake of those who haven't read about this event for themselves. Because there's somebody who may not be aware of this event. It's very important that everyone read the scriptures for themselves. Luke 16, 19 through 31. And as soon as they start, it's going to be familiar, hopefully, to a lot of us. There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day. At his gate was laid a beggar named Lazarus. Excuse me. Covered with sores and longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs came and licked his sores. The time came when the beggar died, and the angels carried him to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. In hell, where he was in torment, he looked up and saw Abraham far away, with Lazarus by his side. So he called to him, "Father Abraham, have pity on me, and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in agony in this fire." But Abraham replied, "Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, while Lazarus received bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in agony. And beside all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been fixed so that those who want to go from here to you cannot. There's one of those mysteries. Why on earth would anyone want to go there? I'm glad there is a chasm. A great chasm has been fixed so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us. He answered, "Then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my father's house, for I have five brothers. Let him warn them, so that they will not also come to this place of torment." Abraham replied, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them." "No, Father Abraham," he said, "but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent." He said to him, "If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead." We know Christ himself spoke these words. We know Christ himself was risen from the dead. So we have no excuse. The world has no excuse. Again, we are blessed to have our Savior. Now in this reading, I would think that most of us would come to the understanding that the rich man wished he could have a do-over. But the rich man did come to the factual realization that his time on earth, just like everyone else's, is finite. It ends. And where did he find himself? And the opportunity to change his outcome is over. It's as real as it can get. Torment or the good things? Not just for 30, 40, 80 years. That's everlasting. And brothers and sisters, that's a long time. So hopefully we are fully aware that we have but a short time to make a difference and come to the understanding that tomorrow is not promised. Hopefully we can gather within us the sense of urgency, also the sense of beauty that God has provided to each and every one of us while we breathe on this earth. It's a beautiful thing that he has done. Luke 12:25 says, "Who can add a single hour to your life?" If you wanted a do-over, or if you wanted to spend more time doing something else. No one in here can do that. Can't add an hour. And daylight savings time does not count. James 4:13-15. "Now listen. You who say today or tomorrow we'll go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why? You do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it's the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that." Right there is what I would call an attitude adjustment. A lot of us need that. And it is written here for that. That what is your attitude? It's saying to look beyond yourself and see what the Lord's will is for you. That should be one of the first things we do in the morning, I would suggest. As a Thanksgiving of prayer, first of all, that you been granted another day, because we're coming to the realization how precious each and every day is, let alone the hour. But now we start off our morning with our morning prayer, Thanksgiving, and then in that prayer, hopefully somewhere, you say, "If it's the Lord's will." time will not allow us to go over all the key points in Scripture in regards as to how we as Christians should live. So let's consider one rendering of the many that are in Scripture and that is written to our benefit. 2 Peter 1, 3 through 11, your purpose. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. You ever try to make a cake without instructions? No. You need the instructions, don't you? I mean, if you wanted to come out to be a cake. So here we're being told our instructions, if you will. Again, remember, this is but just one of many in Scripture. One of many. But we're sharing this thought. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through knowledge of Him. Verse 4. Through these He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness, knowledge. And to knowledge, self-control. And to self-control, perseverance. And to perseverance, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, love. As the old saying goes, love makes the world go round. And if anyone ever demonstrated love in its purest form and how it was meant to be, is Christ Jesus. He did it. He proved it can be done. He was an example for everyone, for all of us, especially His children. When we come to read His word and understand the goodness that He has bestowed upon everyone. But if you, continue in verse 8, but if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have them, he is nearsighted and blind and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins. Therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you will never fall. And you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I don't know about you, but wherever Jesus Christ is residing, wherever He may be, that's where I want to go. And not just for 30, 40, 80 years. Not even 1,000. I want to be there everlasting. Everlasting. And not that other place where they have no air conditioners. Just saying. Tomorrow. What to do about tomorrow? Probably a lot of people already got things going through their head. Task lists. All kinds of different things. Are we assured that we have tomorrow? It's not to put a downer. No, God wants us to prepare, but to understand where the priority goes to. It goes to Him. It should always go to Him. So, dear Lord, what would you have me to do for you tomorrow? And again, you have to come to terms with God on that account, because you have to give an account to God of what you did with the last year, 12 months, 52 weeks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Remember, we are closer to that day. And now that we're here, I guess we could all honestly say we're all 1 year closer. Some of us, decades, we're all closer. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. And in this little checklist, if you will, has a lot of good stuff in there. Because that's what God wants you to have in your mind, in your heart, in your soul. It's the good stuff. Think on the good stuff. And it cannot help but change your outcome for tomorrow and even for today. By God's grace, we're looking forward to what this coming year has to bring. And that's the exciting part. Because if he's been so good to us last year, can we not expect him to still be good to us this year? And so he has wonderful plans for us. And as we pray unto him, asking for his guidance and for his will to be done, hang on. Hang on. Because we will be challenged. Hopefully in a lot of good ways. But if we're challenged in whatever way, we will all come together and pray for each one of us to get us all through it, whatever it is. Because we've known and we have seen witness and we got evidence that he does answer prayer. Looking forward to his countless blessing, looking forward towards the work he has for us, let's all be assured that we are closer to that homecoming. One moment closer, one day closer, another year closer, if you will. So that's our lesson. To reflect on what he has done for us and come to the appreciation of what he has done for us. Knowing that, yes, everyone's time ends. No one is exempt. And that the opportunity to do good may come, but just once, twice. But whenever those times come, hopefully you will take the opportunity to do good in such a way that you will find yourself in a place of blessing versus the other place. Because it's real. All those places are real. And again, time is not a respecter of person. Anyway, so the Lord's invitation is being made. We have heard part of his word. We need to believe that his word is his word. We must confess our sins of all the wrongdoings we have done. And then we got to confess him, Jesus Christ, as our Savior. And then we can be baptized. And then we should live for him. And the invitation is open for all. And so let's stand together and sing.